Cops saving lives. Black Friday sales. I'm Michael Toscano. Early Black Friday shopping interrupted last night by gunfire at the River Chase Galleria in Hoover, a suburb of Birmingham, Alabama. When it was over, a 12-year-old girl and an 18-year-old male were injured, and the 21-year-old gunman was shot and killed by a police officer. Hoover Police Captain Greg Rector says his officers saved some lives.
I think we were fortunate enough to have two officers that were very near an active shooting scene, and those officers rushed to that scene and actually encountered an individual that had just shot someone. So we were fortunate that that Hoover officer was there.
Black Friday spending may set a record this year, as correspondent Allison Kosick totals up the sales for us.
Thanksgiving Day, $3.7 billion expected to have been spent on people's phones while they were eating their turkey dinners. Today, $5.9 billion expected to be spent in stores and online, especially on this Black Friday. And then Cyber Monday, another $7.8 billion.
Border Patrol officials are denying President Trump's Thanksgiving Day boast to U.S. troops stationed abroad that, quote, 2 days ago we closed the border. Officials say they did shut down one port of entry, San Ysidro, in California for a time Monday morning, but in no way did they seal the border with Mexico. Golfers Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods clashed today in an 18-hole head-to-head dubbed the match in Las Vegas. Woods says it's another chapter in the two golfers' long-running rivalry.
I've always enjoyed it through the years. I know it's been a little bit jaded towards my side, so hence I'm really liking it. But, you know, over the years, it's really been a lot of fun for me.
And for Mickelson?
It's my chance after losing so many majors to you and so many tournaments to get a little something back.
Wall Street investors are hoping to get a little something back today in a short trading session, but stock futures aren't cooperating, at least not yet. They're currently posting a light continuation of this week's losses in pre-market trading. I'm Michael Toscano.
It can be tough to focus on sleep during the holidays, but for my family, there is nothing that leads to a better day than a good night's sleep. That means a visit to thecompanystore.com for the best down comforters, quilts, pillows, soft sheets, and bed basics. Thecompanystore.com is my one-stop shop to ensure I stay super cozy and my family wakes up refreshed. Shop the Black Friday sale now through November 24th for 20% off and free shipping. Use code FRIDAY at checkout. Thecompanystore.com, the experts in sleep for over 100 years.
Spring showers bring more than flowers. They also bring that familiar musty smell to your basement, usually caused by too much moisture, molds, and mildew. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove damp, musty air and harmful pollutants. It's with the Wave Moisture Control Unit. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
A Hawaii-based burger chain has closed a Honolulu restaurant for cleaning after a video posted to social media appeared to show a rat being cooked on the grill. Teddy's Bigger Burgers, now we know why they're bigger, also fired two employees who appeared in the Snapchat video. The Hawaii State Department of Health will inspect the Teddy's restaurant today. Two teens in Utah are accused of stealing an airplane on Thanksgiving.
They flew about 15 miles before landing at Vernal Regional Airport in northeastern Utah. The 14 and 15-year-old boys stole the single-engine Cessna Thursday from a private airstrip in Jensen near the Colorado line. The two were spotted flying low along U.S. 40 near Gusher. Investigators say the teens had left a group home earlier this week and were staying with friends. And police say they may have been planning to fly as far as Salt Lake City, some 170 miles away, but decided not to and returned to Vernal, where they landed at the airport. They were arrested and are being held in a youth detention center on multiple charges. I'm Joe Ramsey.
I'm Michael Toscano.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text CYCLE to 79645. That's CYCLE to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text CYCLE to 79645. That's CYCLE to 79645.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5. Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, some cool weather to start your Black Friday shopping, or to close out your Black Friday shopping, depends on your schedule. 45 now, heading for a high around 67. More with our forecast, here's Dr. Bill.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy this morning, then becoming cloudy with showers this afternoon, temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and mild, with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
The Daphne Library has added many popular digital magazines to its collection of e-books, audiobooks, and streaming video on the library website. Red Book, Popular Mechanics, and Reader's Digest had the collection for readers of all ages. You'll need a library card to participate, then visit camellia.overdrive.com or download Libby, the award-winning one-tap reading app. To acquire a card, visit the Daphne Library. Learn more about the digital program at 620-2500.
707 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Heads up, too, as you do. Well, they didn't open up overnight. They'll open at normal times, but pretty good place to get your Black Friday shopping done, or maybe even stocking your bar for the upcoming Christmas party, or maybe getting a great wine for... We had some great red wine yesterday with Thanksgiving dinner.
Did you?
Yeah, if you want to do that, kind of get ready for the meals ahead, or maybe somebody on your list loves craft beer or a certain spirit or fine wines, or maybe a great cigar... Cottage Hill Package, cottagehillpackage.com. Find them on Facebook as well and like their page. Always got great deals and events coming up there, but what a great place to shop. For me, there's two people on my list. There are big cigar fans. I don't know much about cigars. I'm not a cigar smoker. I mean, I smoked like seven in my life or something, but I go there, and Billy, the tobacconist, I can say, hey, I know that they like Partagas or Punch or whatever. What else could I get to make it? He'll say, okay, if they like this,
so knowledgeable,
then they like that, and they like that. And then you show up with a gift that's really great. You can do the same thing in the craft beer world. If you don't know craft beer, it's not your thing. You can go in and say, well, they kind of like this, and he can suggest, you know, any of the Manis boys or anybody there can suggest a great craft beer that will get some oohs and ahs and some happy faces on Christmas Day. So do that today. Part of your Christmas shopping, if you're doing the Black Friday thing, stop by and see them. Cottage Hill Package, cottagehillpackage.com, and like them on Facebook. 708, time to check headlines. Here is Kelly Finley.
All righty, thank you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. A house fire turns into a homicide investigation in Citronelle. Authorities discovered what they believe to be is the body of 35-year-old Candy Jansen Newbern inside of a home which burned down earlier this week. Mobile County Sheriff's Office, they opened that homicide investigation on Wednesday, as they now know Newbern was shot before the house was set on fire. So the body will have to be identified by dental records before it can be confirmed if this is who they think it is. An autopsy has been performed, and the cause of death now listed as death by gunshot wound. That's according to Captain Paul Birch of the Mobile County Sheriff's Office, who also says, quote, "We are aggressively working the case. At this hour, the investigation does continue into what started that fire." A child under the age of 18 is missing, and the hunt is on for the man wanted for sexual assault of this teenager, and this man may be right here in the Port City. Tuscaloosa police want your help to find 34-year-old Donnie Lee Hill of Tuscaloosa earlier this month. There is a follow-up by the Missing Persons Department of a missing child who had been reported missing 2 days earlier. And so during their investigation, that's when detectives discovered a sexual assault had taken place and Hill was identified as the suspect. Right now, there are warrants out for Hill for first-degree kidnapping, first-degree rape, and first-degree sodomy. He is known to frequent motels in the Alberta City area and several places along Highway 216. He is aware of these warrants, police say, and he may be here in Mobile. And they want you to know this. He may be armed and considered dangerous. He has already made several threats of shooting people. So, if you know of his whereabouts or you know who he is, please call Crime Stoppers 205-752-7867 or call 911. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. And if you're already getting burned out for Christmas shopping, that's a bad sign if you're doing it on the first day. But folks over at Yahoo have a list out of holiday burnout signs. Signs, things that burn people out on the holidays.
I can't wait to hear this.
Number one, shopping.
Really?
I'll agree. You and I are, you and I are probably the top of that list.
Eyes like feel like they're being poked out with a dull knife if I have to go shopping.
That's descriptive. And the next one on the list is the same thing that you and I both lament, crowds.
Ugh.
63% of respondents said crowds. Number three, long lines.
Oh, my gosh.
Number four, buying presents. I think those all kind of go under shopping, but they have them broken out. Mm-hmm. Cooking at number five with 48%. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't mind if I don't have anywhere to be. Yeah. I'm not like during the work week.
Yes.
We're all making food hot to eat. But when you're on the holidays and you have some time and people around and
you
can cook, right. You can cook. I kind of enjoy that process.
Yeah.
Number six, figuring out what to buy for people. That's 46%. Seven, constantly hearing holiday music. See, we've held off.
We've held off around here. We've had this discussion in the car. When is it appropriate?
Well, this year it started right after Halloween on some of the stations.
Wow.
Yeah, it's too much. Number eight, the pressure of making Christmas special. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've given up on that years ago. Number nine on their list, nonstop holiday commercials on TV. 36% said that was their burnout factor. And number 10, for the laziest people ever, because even I can do it. Now, it looks like my 8-year-old did it, but wrapping presents, 34% of the people said.
I do not like wrapping presents. That's what gift bags were created for.
Well said. 713 FM Talk 106.5. We're coming right back.
Why did you drag me up in the woods?
We're staying at the hunting camp this weekend.
Your husband's place.
Why not?
Because you're not allowed up here?
Nonsense. I'm having the entire property decorated for the season.
You don't decorate a hunting camp. What is all this?
I hired a few people. That's why everything's insured with Jack Green. He covers auto, home, life, business, and hunting camps. And Jack Green saved us a ton of money.
With which you purchased?
Scented candles for the porch.
This is so wrong.
Had to. It smells like wildlife tinkle out here.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to.
Call the Jack Green Insurance Agency. 344-5393. Jolene, just look at this awful orange hat Reinhold bought me.
He's just trying to keep you safe.
Orange is not one of my best colors.
You have to wear it for safety right now.
I don't like the way...
Just put it on.
I don't like the way it looks.
You have to be difficult.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile. 344-5393.
Just ask for Jack.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Alabama state elections results will be certified next week. The Secretary of State's office said the canvassing board will meet at 2 o'clock Tuesday in Montgomery. The governor, attorney general, and secretary of state will canvass and certify election results during the meeting. None of the statewide races had narrow margins as Republicans swept all statewide offices. There were about 2,600 write-in votes in the race for governor. One person is dead. Two others were injured in a shooting at an Alabama mall on Thanksgiving. Authorities in Hoover say two people got into a fight at River Chase Galleria Mall. Things escalated and there was an exchange of gunfire. An 18-year-old was taken to a hospital in serious condition. A 12-year-old also injured. The man who shot the teen attempted to flee but was fatally shot by police. There were some Thanksgiving traffic woes. Emergency crews were on the scene of a major accident on I-10 yesterday evening. The accident shut down the eastbound lanes at Rangeline Road near Tillman's Corner for almost 2 hours. According to our crew, it looked like three vehicles were involved. No word on how many people were involved. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at FMTalk1065.com.
Right, 7:15, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Hey, tomorrow, 11:30, tomorrow morning, starts our coverage of the Iron Bowl right here at FM Talk 106.5. All right, more on Auburn Sports with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by Papa Murphy's.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Okay, the countdown is down to one. The Auburn-Alabama game is tomorrow. Senior linebacker, Mobile native, Deshaun Davis.
Alabama's a really good team. They have a really good dynasty, but I think a lot of people fear the logo of Alabama. Like I said, they go out and they execute at an extremely high level. They dominate their opponent, but sometimes you can see from the first play of the game, some teams are defeated. And that's just something that we can't afford to do going in Saturday. I'd say right now they don't need any help. So we're in a hostile environment on the road. We just got to go out, play our game.
Join us live from Tuscaloosa for pregame coverage starting at 11:30 tomorrow morning. Pat Dye, Courtney Taylor, and others help us count you down to kickoff. Now this from Alpha Insurance.
At home or on the go, Alpha has made it easier than ever to handle your insurance needs. With the Alpha To Go mobile app, everything you need is right at your fingertips. Pay your insurance premiums, access policy information, file a claim, even view your policy ID cards, all from the convenience of Alpha's easy-to-use mobile app. Download Alpha To Go on your iPhone or Android device today. At home or on the go, Alpha's got you covered.
The rest of the athletic schedule for the weekend looks like this. Volleyball closes the regular season tomorrow at noon at Kentucky. And women's basketball returns home for a matchup against Louisiana Lafayette Sunday. It's a 2 p.m. tip at Auburn Arena for Coach Flo's Tigers against the Raging Cajuns. Until Monday, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. Seven locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy's. The following is an actual conversation between Lanny and Yappy, the Lanyap Nutria mascots.
Happy Thanksgiving, Lanny. Even though you're a disgusting rat-like swamp creature with hideous teeth, I'm thankful for you.
Right back at you, pal. What else are you thankful for?
The love of my life, Pamela the Possum, and all of the discarded turkey carcasses we'll be able to feed on this week. And oh yeah, Lanyap's holiday wish book in their new issue on stands now.
Wait, what? Their cool holiday shopping guide with some of the most unique gift options in town is finally out?
That's right, chock full of fabulous presents for everyone on your list, and a story on how shopping small is really a big deal for local businesses. And of course, you can still find all of the most important news and investigative reporting, as well as the most extensive arts, cuisine, and entertainment coverage in our area.
Yay, I can't wait to pick one up.
I hope I can find something for Pamela in it.
I would definitely go with Diamond, Jappy. You're going to have to buy her love because, well, you know, you are gross.
Lanyap is free and can be found in area restaurants, bars, and coffee shops, or in their hideous pink or regal purple boxes, or at lanyapmobile.com. So like Lanny and Yappy, pick up a Lanyap today and help keep Mobile funky.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy this morning, then becoming cloudy with showers this afternoon, with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and mild, with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night. Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form. Present a valid Social Security number and will be issued an IRS Form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Black Friday. Glad to have you here. Remember, online at FMTalk1065.com. Check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and talk about this. Yeah, you're talking about shopping on Black Friday. If Santa's thinking about a vehicle, LCM is where he needs to stop. Hey, Larry.
We got a great, great inventory. I mean, we got a lot full of just about everything you could ask for.
Well, and kind of break that down. We know you got big inventory, but I like it when you break down like the kinds of vehicles here. What about trucks? What about those third rows? The kid haulers.
Absolutely, we got a tremendous selection of third rows. We got them full size, the suburban style, the short style. We got Expeditions. We got Sequoias. You know, we just got everything with third seats, and we got some midsize with third seats also.
And also, you have a great selection of financing. This is something that has broken the trend where people would go find financing and then come to you. But you've got more options than we could check out in a week.
Absolutely. You know, we've got a great selection of credit unions. We've got finance companies. We've got banks. We've got local lenders. We've got lenders scattered around the country. So we've got multiple options to pursue.
All right. Give us directions to come see you.
Highway 90 West at Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Sean.
All right, Larry, check it in from LCM. And yeah, they're open today. So you want to stop on by, check out the vehicles. I know just this year, my family's been, let me do it like my grandparents used to say, we've been trading with them. You ever
explain
hear that?
Explain that.
But like, you know, the old school, like if you're, they wouldn't go shopping somewhere. My grandparents, yeah, we trade with that place up there. I was like, all right, Grandma, welcome to, you know, whatever, 1985.
And you appreciate it now, though.
Yeah,
you know
dude,
what that means.
It's old school. 7:23, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Findlay.
All righty. Thank you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. On this Friday morning, here are your headlines happening right now. The Mobile Police Department, they're looking for a man who's accused of attempting to kidnap his ex-girlfriend at gunpoint last week. 21-year-old Colin Williams went to a local beauty store on Navco Road last Saturday, and that's when they say he tried to force his ex-girlfriend to leave that store. She was able to get away from him, and that's when he tried to shoot her. Mobile Police Department, they confirmed that the victim's sister, well, that's when she got involved, and Williams turned the gun on her as well. Thankfully, no one was injured. But it doesn't stop there, as they say. Williams is believed to have then shot up an unoccupied vehicle. He's described as 5 feet, 11 inches tall, weighing 180 pounds. Police say he does not have any tattoos nor distinguishing marks that they know about. But if you know where he is, be mindful of this. He is now wanted for kidnapping as well as other charges. He is described as armed and dangerous, and law enforcement claim that he is in possession of a high-powered weapon. 21-year-old Colin Williams. If your children like gaming, their safety, of course you want them to have fun, but their safety should always be key. Listen to this. This is another situation involving a minor, as police had to work from across state lines to get their guy. A man from Tennessee was arrested on Tuesday after trying to have sex with a 14-year-old girl. Justin Tyler Stimps is from Tennessee. He met the 14-year-old child via his Xbox in Tennessee. He tried to meet her at a hotel in Daphne. He is charged with electronic solicitation of a child and traveling to meet a child for an unlawful sex act. He is right now in the Baldwin County Jail. His bond has been set at $75,000. That's according to jail records. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 725 FM Talk 106.5. And the Black Friday Day edition of the show. Glad you're along and you're out there doing the shopping. Kelly had given you some of the places that were open right now. Honestly, it'd probably be easier for us to do the inverse and tell you what's not open. But yeah, you got a question or something, you can hit us up on the text line before you get there. Like Kelly said, you don't want to pull up and, you know, if you've got yourself all psyched up to go wade off into the fray and then there's nothing. It's wah, wah, wah.
I just think it's so important if you have that mama purse on or maybe the diaper bag, you know, that you have snacks in there. Because if you go into the mosh pit of shopping and you are hungry, hangry people... they can turn a situation upside down quickly.
I want to run through some of the stores that may not get as much attention. Maybe, and these would be through my perspective, right? So I'm pretty narrow in what I would look for in a store. So you can laugh along with me as I give you the ones on my list here. So Ace Hardware stores are open today. I do love the Ace Hardware stores. Y'all, if you go into any of the local ones that I do, not only do they have the hardware gear you need, they also have got great gift ideas. If people like grilling or outdoor living or all that kind of stuff, they have really good selection of that. Yeah. So
it's probably, like the displays, because when you see it, you're really like, that.
They set up like this could be your patio. This could be your porch. Yeah. So they're open today. Bass Pro Shops opened at 5 this morning. Going down the list here, I'm going to say this one for by the way, Dollar General stores are open. Open all day. So
wait, for Bass Pro Shop, though, I mean, Fisher people, because you know, I'm all politically correct about it. Fisher people get up early anyway.
Fisher women.
Yes. They get up early anyway, so it's like it's a regular day.
Right. Well, they can stop in and get some deals. I tell you what, the people that are hardcore fishing probably are not in there this morning, but it's their family and friends buying stuff for them that may be there. This one let me put on the list because two reasons. As a patron of the store is one thing, and if you are a single lady, right?
All the single ladies.
That's right. If you are a single lady looking for a grown man, but not a young man, but a grown man. You know
a
where I'm about to.
A seasoned man.
Right. You know where I'm about to tell you. If y'all are looking, the place to go. Place to go. I don't give a lot of love advice on the show, but place to go if you're a single woman that's not a child. You're grown up.
I need to record this because this is
Harbor
huge.
Freight.
What?
The highest density of not young dudes. Maybe older dudes. I'll put it that way. Uh-huh. Hobby Lobby has the highest concentration of old dudes like me and older that are shuffling around in there in the store. So if you are a lady looking for love later in life, you go, I can't find a good man. I can't even find him at church. Can't find him. Hobby Lobby. I mean, not Hobby Lobby. Hobby Lobby is good, I guess, for finding.
So
ladies.
You're messing people up. You're about to make people swerve.
I'm looking at the two things on the list. It's Harbor Freight.
Okay, so repeat it one more time.
Harbor Freight. The highest density of dudes and older dudes, not young guys, but older dudes.
Okay.
Ladies, if you're looking, Harbor Freight Tools, they are open today starting at 8, and they're open to 8. So I would just get in that outfit that just sets everything off perfectly.
Overalls.
Be there. I would go somewhere around the solar panels or back by the tarps in the back.
Can you give a
like
location,
that.
Please?
Well, the one we go to is at the Regency Shopping Center off Airport. So, ladies, I'm just trying to help you. They're open at 8 today. There'll be people in there shopping, but you're looking for love. Your man is waiting for you somewhere in one of the aisles at Harbor Freight. All right, 729. We'll be right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A police officer shoots and kills a gunman after he opened fire at the River Chase Galleria Mall in Hoover, injuring two people. This all happened as the mall was filled with shoppers last night. According to Hoover police, the suspect got into a fight with another person, which led to gunfire. An 18-year-old was hit and taken to UAB Hospital. That person listed in serious condition. A 12-year-old girl was also injured, but she was alert at the scene, expected to be okay. The gunman was eventually shot and killed by a Hoover police officer. That shooting happened in the midst of one of the busiest shopping times of the year. Nationwide, stores will be filled with shoppers searching for the best Black Friday deals today. A lot of shoppers didn't wait for Black Friday to begin bargain shopping. We stopped by McGowan Park yesterday and found a line of people wrapped around Best Buy. Some customers say it was worth it to get their hands on some big-ticket items. The Salvation Army held their annual Thanksgiving meal at their location on Dauphin Street. More than 100 volunteers helped serve hundreds of people for the event. The organization served between 1,000 and 1,200 meals. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Wrap up savings at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Matching rebates up to $400 on all Browning Pro Steel safes in stock. The right Browning safe at the right price till December 31st at Mike Ward's. Just look for the giant yellow safe at I-65 and Moffitt in Mobile. Waiting to buy a Liberty safe from Ward's? Well, now's the time to purchase with 0% interest for 18 months with approved credit. Take advantage of this offer through December 31st. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 and Moffitt Road. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
A Thanksgiving night shooting at Alabama's largest enclosed mall left a 21-year-old gunman dead and two people, a 12-year-old girl and an 18-year-old male, injured. Terrified shoppers ran for safety at the River Chase Galleria in the Birmingham suburb of Hoover as police officers shot and killed the gunman. Correspondent Diane Gallagher is there for us, checking on the injured.
And a 12-year-old girl is now in stable condition after making it through surgery. The 18-year-old who was shot twice is still in serious condition at UAB Hospital.
Berlin prosecutors say they've charged a 95-year-old man with more than 36,000 counts of being an accessory to murder. The allegations say he served as a guard in the Nazis' Mauthausen concentration camp, which is in present-day Austria. Wall Street rings the opening bell an hour from now on a shortened trading day, with stock futures not showing much relief from the week's earlier losses. Pre-market trading shows mild losses across the boards. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Nissan's board has voted unanimously to oust Chairman Carlos Ghosn from his post, and allegations emerge that Ghosn used company money to buy personal residences and enrich his sister. The Wall Street Journal says Nissan's investigation into Ghosn found he used a subsidiary in the Netherlands to spend some $18 million buying and renovating personal homes, including a condo in Rio de Janeiro and a house in Beirut. In addition, Ghosn used the Netherlands subsidiary to make multiple payments to his older sister for consulting, but Nissan found no evidence the sister actually performed such work. Small and mid-sized mortgage firms are trimming staff, putting themselves up for sale, and closing up shop at a clip not seen in years, a sign of the mounting pressure on the housing market as interest rates rise. The number of non-bank mortgage lenders was down by 3.5% at mid-year from the end of 2017. Mortgage loan originators at those firms dropped by more than 11,000 workers. On Wall Street, futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You don't have to wait until Black Friday to save big on the floor you want. Lumber Liquidators Black Friday flooring sale is going on now. Get waterproof flooring up to 50% off and pre-finished hardwood up to 35% off. All bamboo and water-resistant laminate floors are on sale. Plus, get exclusive Black Friday weekend deals and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators Black Friday flooring sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Waterfront Rescue Mission needs your stuff, and in many locations, they'll pick it up. Donate your gently used items to Waterfront Thrift Store and help change lives through education, meals, shelter, addiction recovery, and jobs. For large items, visit PickUpMyDonations.com or call the Mobile Thrift Store at 479-1101 or the Foley Store at 943-4581.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735, FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, some chill in the air as I got up this morning in the 40s. What are we going to do for the rest of the day, and how about this weekend coming up?
Well, we've got some rain in the forecast for the weekend, but it looks like that's going to be on Sunday and perhaps Sunday afternoon. But in the meantime, there's some rain in the forecast for today. We've got a low-pressure system that's off the Texas coast. It's going to track right along the Gulf Coast today and tonight. And it should be out by tomorrow morning. And it looks like Saturday will be the best day of the weekend. So for today, partly cloudy this morning, but then some showers developing this afternoon. We'll see temperatures in the upper 60s. Now tonight, showers are likely through most of the night, temperatures in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow will become partly cloudy in the morning. And a mild day tomorrow, up to 72 degrees, so it should be rather pleasant. On Sunday, the clouds come back in with some showers developing in the afternoon. We'll most likely get up around 75 degrees for Sunday. And then a strong cold front will move in Sunday night. And so Monday will be quite a bit colder, about 20 degrees colder than what we'll experience on Sunday. Only 55 for Monday afternoon under mostly sunny skies. And then down into the mid-30s for Monday night. Tuesday, we'll continue with the chilly weather, mostly sunny, with a high in the mid-50s, and then gradually warm up through the middle of next week.
All right, so, tomorrow is the day out of the next few to get outside and do things. And you said upstate in Tuscaloosa for the Iron Bowl, things look okay?
Yeah, they're going to see showers in Tuscaloosa tonight and in the early morning tomorrow. And then by game time, it should start to clear off and temperatures in the 60s.
All right. Well, with a big weekend ahead and Black Friday today, it's time for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale. Dr. Bill, lies somewhere between 1 and 2. What say you?
Well, we've got a good day for Saturday, and then some showers and clouds come back in on Sunday. So I'm going to go with a 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
7-8-2-0.
All right. 1 point. That, not bad. Saturday must be accounting for a lot of that.
Yeah, Saturday with temperatures in the low 70s, that's close to normal, and we should have quite a bit of sunshine.
All right, great stuff, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Coming right back, we'll catch some headlines with Kelly. Also, Alec Naiman and What's Cooking, that's all straight ahead.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint Smart Home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint Smart Home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now, 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Old Time Feed is a feed store, but there's more, like a huge selection of indoor and outdoor plants, furniture and supplies, even backyard chickens and feed by the pound. Old Time Feed also services contractors too, but Old Time Feed still has the same smiling faces ready to welcome you with a cup of coffee and friendly conversation. So whether you need seed for little ducklings or an orchid for mom, stop into the Feel Good store. We'll take great care of you. Start fall with coffee, conversation, and great advice at Old Time Feed, Highway 98 and Greeno Road in Fairhope.
7:39, FM Talk 106.5, and the Black Friday edition of Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. Sean Sullivan, Kelly Finley, Dr. Bill, Kane with Traffic, and Dalton will both be back on Monday. Now it's time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
And before I get into the headlines, when we went to commercial break, before Dr. Bill, you had some love advice for the ladies.
Just saying, if you are a lady looking for a man, not a boy. The boys aren't in there. You're looking for men. You want to see a high density of men, and like Crypto Marine said on the text line, a concentration of men who can work with their hands.
Hey, now.
And not work on a video console. They're waiting for you right now at Harbor Freight.
And that's very important. I'm so happy that you didn't just want to make a connection and leave it at that. You want to meet
just offering a gentleman.
Well, I posted the video.
Okay.
So it's on Twitter.
Oh, no.
Ladies, just know that.
Oh, no.
Check my Twitter, at KellyK2KFinley. Oh, no. I'm just saying. Okay, oh, no. Let's get you to your headlines. We are learning even more information about a shootout at a Talladega Walmart. The alleged shooter now being identified as 48-year-old Eugene Benjamin Weathers. He's accused of kidnapping and killing a woman. He was later shot dead by police. Two officers responding to reports of a possible kidnapping in that area. When they arrived, that's when that shootout happened. Now, later in the investigation, officers discovered 24-year-old Brianna Nicole Post dead in the back of a vehicle. It's believed that Post was kidnapped by Weathers. At this hour, it's still unclear as to how the two knew each other. As for those two officers who arrived, they were injured during the shootout. One airlifted to UAB Hospital, the other taken to a local hospital. Both are expected to survive their injuries. You know, we're past Thanksgiving now, but oh man, leftovers are really good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, make sure you don't plan to go to Chick-fil-A and order any lettuce because of the recent, you know, E. coli outbreak with romaine lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
Restaurants across the country, including Chick-fil-A, are no longer selling salads, which may contain that extra special E. coli romaine lettuce combo. At this point, 32 people in 11 states have been sickened. No reports here in Alabama, which is wonderful. No deaths, which of course is even better. But you just want to be mindful of the fact that as you're, you know, shopping and enjoying this time off from work, you want something, you're trying to stay healthy, you want something quick, do not look for lettuce at Chick-fil-A. If you have romaine lettuce in your home, you're advised to throw it away. The advisory is covering all types of romaine lettuce, okay? So heads of romaine, hearts of romaine, bags, boxes of pre-cut lettuce, salad mixes which contain romaine, including baby romaine, spring mix, and Sean's favorite Caesar salad.
Yep.
So always wash and sanitize your drawers or shelves in your refrigerator.
Right, it says, like, even if you have the romaine, that was good. Don't just throw away the romaine.
Right.
If it was in the crisper or whatever, you have to go ahead and clean that out.
Clean all that out, unless you would like to have a healthy helping of stomach cramps, diarrhea, and vomiting. Most infections are mild, but they can become severe or even life-threatening. And symptoms can start anywhere from 1 to 10 days after exposure. This is according to the Centers for Disease Control. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. Appreciate that. 7:42 FM Talk 106.5 on this Black Friday. So you're out trying to find a gift today for that man on your list that he's already got everything. What do you need? What does he need? If he wants it, he would have gotten it for himself. How about something he maybe hadn't thought about? And something that's practical and also can save him money long term, and that's shaving with Harry's. Been shaving with Harry's for years now, telling you about that experience, and now you can give the gift of Harry's this holiday season. Of course, Harry's makes long-lasting quality products at super reasonable prices, and they have those German-engineered blades for as low as $2 each. So the replacement blades, $2 each versus $4 or more you're paying right now at the grocery store or the pharmacy. And for the holidays, ready-to-gift sets. They come in that handsome gift box, and I put that picture up on my Twitter feed. Gift sets starting at just $10 with that 100% quality guarantee. And a special offer for fans of the show, we partnered with Harry's to give y'all $5 off any shave set, including the limited edition holiday set. When you go to harrys.com and enter our code MOBILE at checkout, plus you'll get free shipping. This offer is for new and returning customers and is only available for the holidays. Each Harry's shave set comes with that ergonomic ceramic weighted handle. Cool thing is you can have it engraved for a gift there. That's nice. German engineered five-blade cartridges that provide that close, comfortable shave. Foaming shave gel for a rich lather. A travel cover to protect your blades. And a handsome holiday gift box. And if you're there, you want something for yourself, you want to test out Harry's, maybe you haven't shaved with Harry's before, that's fine. You can redeem a Harry's trial offer to experience the quality of the shave before you commit. Get your holiday shopping done early and don't even have to get into the traffic today. Free shipping ends on December 12th, so act now. Go to harrys.com, enter code MOBILE, get $5 off any shave set while supplies last. harrys.com, make sure to use our code MOBILE. 7:45, we're coming right back.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. Even though we've retired our tennis shoe business, we're still the active sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, and we're excited for what's to come. Recently, the Mobile Sports Authority reported another successful year by attracting and hosting 29 sports events, which generated an estimated $22.6 million of economic impact to the Mobile area. And next year looks great too, even without new tennis shoes. Visit MobileSportsAuthority.com. Go all out. We do.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Alabama state elections results will be certified next week. The Secretary of State's office said the canvassing board will meet at 2 o'clock Tuesday in Montgomery. The governor, attorney general, and Secretary of State will canvass and certify election results during the meeting. None of the statewide races had narrow margins as Republicans swept all statewide offices. There were about 2,600 write-in votes in the race for governor. One person is dead. Two others were injured in a shooting at an Alabama mall on Thanksgiving. Authorities in Hoover say two people got into a fight at River Chase Gallery Mall. Things escalated and there was an exchange of gunfire. An 18-year-old was taken to a hospital in serious condition. A 12-year-old also injured. The man who shot the teen attempted to flee but was fatally shot by police. There were some Thanksgiving traffic woes. Emergency crews were on the scene of a major accident on I-10 yesterday evening. The accident shut down the eastbound lanes at Rangeline Road near Tillman's Corner for almost 2 hours. According to our crew, it looked like three vehicles were involved. No word on how many people were involved. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shop maintains the highest standards in our work and who we employ. We're currently looking for the best body technicians and auto damage estimators. Could that be you? Apply today at any of Professional Collision's 7 locations.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
All right, 7:46, FM Talk 106.5, and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Sports Report. In the NFL yesterday, Thanksgiving, Chicago Bears started the day by beating the Detroit Lions 23-16. Former Alabama safety Eddie Jackson scored the winning touchdown with 6 minutes to play on a 41-yard interception return for a touchdown. Bears starting quarterback Mitchell Trubisky was out with a shoulder injury, so longtime NFL backup quarterback Chase Daniels started for Chicago. He passed for 230 yards with 2 touchdowns in that win. The Bears' record now stands at an NFC North leading 8 wins with 3 losses, while Detroit remains last in the division with 4 wins and 7 losses. Dallas Cowboys yesterday defeated the Washington Redskins 31-23 with former Alabama receiver Amari Cooper as the star of the game for the Cowboys, reeling in 6 catches for 180 yards and 2 scores, including a 90-yard touchdown catch late in the third quarter that extended Dallas's lead to 11 points. Ezekiel Elliott added 120 yards rushing and a touchdown in the win. And also to cap off Thanksgiving, the game I watched some of last night, New Orleans Saints extending their winning streak to 10 games and beating NFC South rival Atlanta 31-17. Saints quarterback Drew Brees threw 4 touchdown passes as he continues to put together an MVP-caliber season. Atlanta quarterback Matt Ryan passed for 377 yards, but was held to only 2 touchdowns and was intercepted once. Saints defense looked good last night, picking up a season-high 6 sacks. New Orleans is now 10-1, tied with the L.A. Rams for the best record in the league and are the only team with a win over L.A. The loss actually drops Atlanta from the NFC South division race. They are unable to win now with their record at 4-7. College ball, yes. It was the only SEC game on Thanksgiving. It was the Egg Bowl, folks. Big rivalry time in Magnolia State. Number 18, Mississippi State dominated Ole Miss 35-3 to win the Egg Bowl. Bulldogs quarterback Nick Fitzgerald threw two touchdowns and ran for another in the win. Now Mississippi State will wait for a couple weeks before they find out who they will face in a bowl game. Their record improved to 8-4 with the win. The Ole Miss Rebels season ends with a loss and a 5-7 regular season record. I do want to go to the, let me go to this too. Here's some audio from the Egg Bowl last night, and I think this is probably my favorite football audio in a long time. This is something that people have suggested on Twitter, that possibly we incorporate this into the opening of Midday Mobile.
Let me hear.
Okay, so here it is. Let's go to the ref on the field with the call and go ref.
Unsportsmanlike conduct on all players from both teams.
That would be unsportsmanlike conduct on all players on both teams.
You sound like someone's granddaddy who came home from work and is tired. And I know I told you.
The ref just said, y'all, it's like, all y'all, both the all y'all, unsportsmanlike conduct. So that was that call.
Everyone lesson. A use.
That's right. The whole lot.
Joe Pesci style.
Yes. Utes. You utes. All right. Tomorrow, of course, today you do have one SEC matchup, and I guess this will be Rivalry Friday with Arkansas and Mizzou. That game starts at 1:30 with the kick on CBS. Then tomorrow, Georgia Tech. That's 11 a.m., and that's on the SEC Network. Number 13, Florida and Florida State, 11 a.m. ABC. This is preceding the big one tomorrow, at least here in our state. And the Iron Bowl, Auburn and number one Alabama, 2:30 on CBS. Tennessee and Vanderbilt, 3 p.m. on SEC Network. South Carolina and Clemson, they're at 6 on ESPN. Kentucky and Louisville, 6 on ESPN2. And LSU and Texas A&M on the SEC Network at 6:30. All right, so there you go. You got your work cut out for you. And that's the FM Talk 106.5 Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's on the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy this morning, then becoming cloudy with showers this afternoon, with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and mild, with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070. Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. 7 locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy's.
Yeah, speaking of all that kind of eating and all that kind of football, we bring the pro in. We bring a pro team.
Yes.
Because coming up next hour, Phil Savage talks to us about the games, breaks down what he thinks will happen in tomorrow's rivalry games. But before that, our buddy Alec Naiman will break down the cooking game for your big Iron Bowl party to come. 7:53, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, thank you, Sean. If you live here in Alabama and you were impacted by Hurricane Michael, that means you, your home, your business, that's what I'm talking about that happened last month. Help is on the way. Governor Kay Ivey made the announcement on Wednesday saying that if you were impacted between October 10th through the 13th, you can now apply for low-interest disaster loans from the U.S. Small Business Administration. The disaster declaration by the SBA applies to Geneva, Houston, Coffee, Covington, Dale, and Henry counties in Alabama. It also applies to Holmes, Jackson, and Walton counties in Florida, and Early and Seminole counties in Georgia. So if you'd like more information, here's the phone number, 1-800-659-2955 or 1-800-877-8339. They have a website if you'd like to apply for your loan, disasterloan.sba.gov. We're talking about if you're a business and private nonprofit organization, you can borrow up to $2 million. And if you are a homeowner, you can apply for loans for up to $200,000 to repair or replace damaged or destroyed real estate. So something to be very thankful for. The application deadline for physical property damage, those loans, January 22nd, 2019. The deadline for economic injury loans, August 20th, 2019. So good luck with that. And Black Friday shopping. Sean, I mean, your love advice, it really blew me out.
It
is, for sure. Let me just tell you, Big Lots opened at 6 a.m. Belk, 6 a.m. You said Bass Pro Shops opened at 5.
Yeah.
Yes. Apple, 8 a.m. Express, 6 a.m. Family Dollar, regular hours. And Fred's, normal hours. Home Depot opened at 6 a.m. Petco, we won't forget about our pet families. Petco opens at 8. PetSmart said, all right, we'll do you one better. We open at 7 a.m. You've got your phone stores, 8 a.m. for Verizon. Victoria's Secret, that I thought I'd get your attention. You'll have to call the store because their store times and locations vary.
Our secret.
Target opened at 7, TJ Maxx, 7 a.m. So happy shopping. Be safe out there. Many of you are trying to get those great deals, but you got to make it there safely to be able to gift someone with that deal. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. And time to check out what's cooking on this Friday with our buddy Alec Naiman with Naiman's Catering. Hey, Alec.
Hey, guys. Good morning and belated Thanksgiving and Turkey Day after Thanksgiving and Iron Bowl weekend and my Jags play today. What can I say?
Yeah, it's you know what this is. This is the playoffs of food as well. Ooh. You know, as we look at the fact that I just had Thanksgiving, big eating day yesterday, a little respite today, and then tomorrow, if you're going to have an Iron Bowl party or getting invited to an Iron Bowl party, you're probably going to want to come with some food, right?
Oh, that's right. Listen, if they tell you to bring ice, they know you can't cook. That's how it works,
Dad,
right?
Duly noted.
If they bring the rolls, they know you can't cook.
Can y'all bring some ketchup? Okay, yeah, I get it.
Well, they stop at Winn-Dixie and get me some cake, you know you can't cook.
So what are you cooking? What are we cooking for tomorrow? What's on our, what's cooking?
Well, you know, after making all these turkey sliders today from the leftover turkey, I'm going to say let's cook my favorite stuffed burger tomorrow, right?
Okay.
And I love this. Now, you can stuff it with anything. But this one is some gorgonzola and some good old bacon stuffed right in the middle of the hamburger, okay? I just gave me some good ground beef, some 85-15, some pretty lean stuff, you know, and I cook me up some bacon, and I get me some gorgonzola. Now, if you don't like that gorgonzola, because that's like a blue cheese, you know, you can get some cheddar, you know, whatever flavor you like. And I just make my patties, you know, I just salt and pepper my hamburger patties. And I make the patties, and then I put my bacon and my cheese right on top of one of the patties, and I take the other patty, and I smash it on top of the other patty. And so my stuff's in the middle of the two patties, and I pinch the ends around. And I go stick them on the grill, and I cook it up pretty good. And I get me some good old ripe tomatoes and purple onions, and I top it with all that. And of course, I like me some good old spicy mustard and a tad of mayonnaise, maybe some ketchup if you like ketchup, you know. But anyhow, that's what I call my favorite stuffed burger with gorgonzola and bacon. How about that?
That sounds fantastic. And, you know, speaking of championships and playoff series and all that, for you, it is just that, as it is now the Christmas party season, holidays here. It's not about people getting in touch with you to get more information on getting you to their place.
Well, man, you got to act fast, because I tell you, December's around the corner. All my good dates are gone just about. So call us at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at namanscatering.com. We got all of our Christmas, our holiday menus on board. You want a cocktail party at your house or at your office, corporate breakfast or lunch or whatever. I mean, December's a good time for everybody. And we stay busy, thank God. So you just got to call us, you know. My Jag's going to be playing today. I'm all excited about that, you know. So, you know, my go Jags kind of thing, you know. Tomorrow, I mean, gosh, you know, if you want something for tomorrow, you got to call me today. And call me early now, okay? Because I'm going to be sleeping this afternoon. That's how it is, you know, that's how it works.
Well, you got to rest up, because you've got this big Christmas party season ahead of you, Alec. And as always, we appreciate it, and we'll check back next week.
Man, sounds great. And listen, I had my tent camped out outside Victoria's Secret. Yeah. And they made me move my tent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's okay. Yeah, hey, man, y'all have a great weekend. Go Jazz. I ain't going to give you no prediction on tomorrow, but I know somebody's going to win the game.
There you go. Well said. Alec Damon of What's Cooking. We do it every Friday right here at FM Talk 106.5. We also do Football Fridays. Phil Savage joins us next right here on Mobile Mornings.